I wish we had more yoga instructors in Liberia because there's so many different types of yoga. And to be honest, I don't want to be the only yoga instructor in Liberia that's teaching. I want people to experience different types of yoga.
My conversation with Masa Mame Clark, a yoga teacher from Liberia, was so powerful as we talked about what it's like to be the only Liberian yoga teacher in Liberia who's currently teaching. I hope that this conversation helped you to reflect on how yoga found you and if it found you at precisely the time when you needed it the most. If you are a yoga teacher also and you are discovering some of the challenges and some of the exciting new steps or the pressures of even being a yoga teacher in your community, this is also a perfect episode for you to tune into and learn more from. So if you're looking to tune into a podcast episode that is all about yoga in Liberia, then this is the conversation for you about the world of yoga, and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my Patreon account. I would love your support, and I'm thrilled to have this beautiful community space where we can do yoga together, meditate together, and you'll get access to exclusive content. Get ready for some private Zoom Q&As, free printable art, meditation recordings, and more. Follow the link in the show notes to get started or head on over to any of my social media channels or my website, wildyogatribe.com, to hang out, get to know each other better, and find out more about all the support and resources available to you. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome Masa Mame Clark onto the show today. She is a yoga teacher from Liberia, and she is a self-taught yogi who's now a certified Ashtanga teacher. She officially began teaching in 2016, and I love that she has this beautiful vision of herself as a future studio owner in Liberia, where she can continue to radiate light to Liberia and beyond. So thank you so much, Masa, for being with me on the show today.
Thank you so much, lady. I'm really honored.
So I'd love to start just at the top of the show. Let's get to know you better. So how did you discover yoga and how did it become such a big part of your life?
It's funny, whenever I'm asked this question, there's a long story behind this question. So I was born and raised in Liberia. And in 2010, I got a scholarship opportunity to continue my undergraduate study in the U.S. So 2010, I'm in the U.S., I'm studying, trying to adjust to everything. And during my senior year, 2014, I went to the gym and I was working out and I did the crow pose. I had no idea what the crow pose was. And one of my friends asked me, she said, oh, do you practice yoga? So then I said, what is yoga? She said, you just did the pose. You just did the crow pose. And I went home, Googled yoga. And I was so fascinated. I saw so many great poses, just the way that people were able to manipulate their body to create beautiful shapes. I was captivated by that. And I went on YouTube and started researching. And that was my first exposure to yoga. I've never heard anybody talk about yoga. I never taken a yoga class. The whole time I was in the U.S., I didn't really know that this thing called yoga existed. So yeah, that's my story.
Where in the U.S. were you? And you mentioned you were a senior. So you were a senior in college in 2014. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I was in Macon, Georgia. So I think it's like an hour and a half away from Atlanta. And honestly, I wish I had found the yoga before that year. I guess it was all meant to be. And one thing I would say, though, when I found yoga, I was in a really dark place in my life. And in that year, I was also, that's when I was working out a lot. And when I just found it, it was as if to say it was meant to be at that point.
Amazing. I agree that yoga usually finds us exactly when we really need it. So I love hearing that is what happened for you. And I'm sorry that you were dealing with a tough time in your life. I know I've had difficulties and yoga has been such an incredible friend to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just a gift in those times. Masa, what led you to want to pursue to become a yoga teacher or to share this knowledge back in Liberia?
Yes. So, okay. So after yoga found me, as I like to say, because I didn't really find it, it just found its way to me. I was very excited to share this practice with people because of how it made me feel. So the instant connection I had with yoga, all I wanted to do was to teach. And immediately, with my first 2-3 weeks of discovering yoga, I wanted to teach my friends. I wanted to teach my family members. But I was mostly focusing on the physical part. I would just tell them, oh, let's do this pose. See if you can do this pose. And with my desire to teach all of my friends and family members, I realized that I really wanted to teach this to Liberians. Liberia, we've experienced 14 years of civil war. And on top of that, we've had Ebola in Liberia. Liberia has survived and Liberians are very resilient. But I think that mental health is something that really we need to incorporate into our lives. And yoga is the gateway to help people to take care of their mental health. And that was my entire vision of wanting to teach yoga in Liberia. That was the reason behind it.
Wow, that is so powerful that you acknowledged your community. Your country really needed it, and it wasn't offered at all. There was no yoga at that time. Or is there now even more yoga teachers there?
So when I came, after my studies, I moved back to Liberia. And I moved back in 2015. There was, one yoga instructor that I knew of. And she had been teaching for a couple of years now. And I think there were just a couple of expat yoga instructors, but a Liberian yoga instructor that I knew of, it was just one person at that time.
Wow. Oh, I'm so grateful that you decided it was time. It was time for you to become a yoga teacher and bring that back. And I know that you were self-taught and then you decided to do an Ashtanga training. What led you to want to pursue Ashtanga?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after I moved back to Liberia. I started, again, giving free classes. So I moved back in 2015 and I was giving free lessons. But I was doing all of this just by what I knew and how I got to the point where I got to. I, you know, did a lot of YouTube. I watched a lot of videos and did a lot of Instagram challenges at that point in time. This is that period. This is when you had a lot of yoga instructors on Instagram doing a lot of Instagram challenges. So there was a big community of yoga instructors that was happening that time. And I followed a lot of them and I participated in almost all of the challenges that were posted on Instagram. So with that knowledge, this is what I had. And when I came back and I would research some of the poses and just research the right way to get into the poses. And when I came back to Liberia, this is the knowledge that I had. And I started teaching. I was a teacher at my high school, Ricks Institute. I started a yoga club and I started giving free lessons. And then I started teaching at a studio. And this teaching that I was doing, again, it was all based on my personal practice. But every time I take a yoga class online, I would be a student, but I would always take the class with a teacher's ears. And the first time I taught my first class, like official class outside of the lessons I would give to my students and people for free, it was great. People couldn't stop coming to say, wow, that was great. And I transitioned 2017. I started teaching somewhere else. I was teaching on my own. But the interesting thing is I had a lot of expats that were coming to me. When I gave free lessons, I had a lot more Liberians come in. And when I started charging, it was more like an offering, give what you want to give, because I felt like I wasn't fully certified. And people would come and they would always ask me, that was really great. Where did you get your certification? I wasn't certified. And I started planning. It took me 2 years between 2017 to 2019, I found a school, saved some money, got on a flight, went to India for 24 days and got my Ashtanga certification. And it's changed my life ever since.
Ooh, yes. In India, were you studying in Rishikesh?
I was in Goa. Uh-huh. I went to a school called Upaya Yoga.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I would love to hear too about your vision for yoga in Liberia, because I know that you have hopes to be a future studio owner.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I have this image in my head. I'm such a daydreamer. And before I go to bed, I will spend my time just piecing the studio together mentally. And my vision is to have like a wellness space that has a yoga studio in it, that whoever that enters this yoga studio would just feel relaxed. You would just feel like all of your worries and stresses of your day is just going to be melted away. And I just want this space to be a space of healing where people would come and just feel like whatever issues that they've dealt with, that they've been able to face it in that space and being able to let go. And just being able to bring the people together just to have a community, that it would be a place of a community for people in Liberia.
Incredible. I love that idea of making sure everyone feels at ease and welcome. Because I'm also wondering, what challenges did you face in bringing yoga to your community? Because I know that you mentioned that there was maybe just a couple expat teachers and one other Liberian teacher. So has there been any challenges for you just bringing yoga to Liberia? Has your community, your culture, has it been really supportive and excited to come? Or has there been any resistance or pushback?
Mm-hmm. I think initially when I started, I was just posting like the poses, right? And people would call it karate. People had their own names for it. It wasn't yoga to them, because even me, as a yoga instructor now, I didn't know what yoga was. A lot of people, especially Liberians, did not know about yoga. And when people started understanding what it was, some people questioned it, because in my culture, just sitting and meditating or singing a mantra is like that. It's like witchcraft or something. So some people would say, okay, Liberia is a Christian nation. A lot of people are Christian. And there's a conversation about whether practicing yoga is honoring God. So I've had conversations with people like that. But I think just overall, it's been a challenge to really reach the Liberian community. Because when I discovered yoga, my desire was to get Liberians to be exposed to this. But it's gotten to the point now where a lot more Liberians are getting exposed. And I think part of that is because of social media, because we post a lot on social media. And I have two friends, actually, who became yoga instructors. But currently, they recently just left Liberia. So I'm the only Liberian yoga instructor that is teaching right now in Liberia. But I think we are getting there. I think that people understand now. People are slowly starting to understand the benefits. I think that one of my goals is just, I want to do a better job with explaining more about the benefits of yoga. But one day at a time.
Yes, can feel like a lot, especially if you're the only teacher who's Liberian in your community. It's like that, it feels to me like that would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I would love to. I wish we had more yoga instructors in Liberia, because there's so many different types of yoga. And to be honest, I don't want to be the only yoga instructor in Liberia that's teaching. I want people to experience different types of yoga. Somebody will come to my class because my practice is Ashtanga, but I don't really teach Ashtanga because people don't really connect with it. So I'm more on the Vinyasa side. It's like a combination of Vinyasa and just deep breathing exercises. So I would love for people to experience Yin. So when I teach Yin too, but I usually do that when I do my yoga retreats. there's so many types of yoga. And I just don't want to be the only yoga instructor who's just having to teach all the time. And even if I want to leave for a vacation, the class is on a pause. And that's also my concern with establishing a yoga studio. I'm going to need teachers. So, yeah.
Oh, I loved how you painted that full picture for us, because yes, that exactly what I was thinking. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You get sick and then your classes, you have no subs. You have no one to step in and substitute and help.
Not at all.
And as you mentioned, the pressure to want all of your students to have the opportunity to explore different styles. It's either you have to learn a lot of styles and teach all the time, or I know that certain styles resonates, like with me as a teacher. It kind of ebbs and flows in our own life, what our own body and our own teaching style needs. So then to have that pressure to like, feel like you have to sequence and plan and learn all of the styles. Whew, that's
yeah,
a lot.
It is. But when I started teaching, one of the goals I had was to build my community, to build my clientele. And I was teaching private lessons. I was teaching anywhere between 5 to 6 times a week. There were days I would teach private lessons before I go to work. And then after work, I teach a group session. My whole life for 2 years, it was just back to back until COVID hit. When COVID hit, that's when I took a break. And I realized, wow, I was putting so much pressure and stress on my body and my mind. I didn't realize it until COVID allowed me to take this break. And as a yoga instructor, you get burnout because you're using your body to teach. And it's not just physically, it's mentally, it's your energy that you're using. You're giving out your energy and it's all positive energy. And so up to now, I had to stop the private sessions just because I'm extremely busy with work. And besides that, I just needed the time and energy to save for my group sessions. And I still have people, they're constantly reaching out to me for private sessions, but I can't anymore. And it breaks my heart sometimes. And it is what it is.
Yeah, you can't do everything. No. And the back-to-back is so hard. And I loved how you mentioned, too, that it is not just about the physical and the time. It's also about the energy. It's just to hold space. If my mind, if I'm teaching a yoga class, and if I get distracted mentally with thinking about, oh, I forgot to get this at the grocery store, that is very obvious to my students that there has been a beat that has been missed. Like either they've been in a pose too long, or either my vocal cadence is messed up then, or their cue was a little off. It's amazing that you have to be completely present.
Absolutely.
And you have to hold space for your students to feel things or to need things. Or
I think that I was so just attracted to the physical part initially, and I didn't realize how much energy that is needed and how much space you needed to hold for people in order to teach. And I mean, it comes to practice over time. I realized, well, this is way beyond just the physical part.
Yeah, it is. It's way beyond. And I love, though, that it's such a good thing for other yoga teachers who are tuning in, kind of, I'm sure will go, oh, yes, like we can relate. Or if it's a new teacher and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. They're just starting out, just finishing up their training. So do you have any advice for other yoga teachers who are just getting started out? What advice would you give them?
I would say that just remember to take care of yourself first. Try not to put so much pressure on yourself. And just go as yourself, and people are going to love you for you, no matter who you are, what you look like, you're going to find your community. So just stay true to yourself as you're navigating or starting your yoga teacher journey. Just stay true to yourself.
That's beautiful. And Masa, I do ask this question as well to every single guest on the podcast. It's like the through line, the touchstone. So what is your personal definition of yoga?
That's such a great question. I don't know if I feel like it changes. There are times where it changes for me. But right now, I think that for me, what yoga means to me is being able to find space, hold space, time for yourself, and being able to face whatever it is that you're dealing with and being able to accept, let go, and just allow yourself to be. I think that's what it is for me, for yoga. I would say that yoga is a form of medicine, physically, mentally. And yoga is not like a plan. It shouldn't be a plan. It is a lifestyle.
Thank you. Let's learn a little bit about Liberia. I know some of our listeners maybe don't know too much, or maybe they're experts. Who knows? But either way, could you please tell us more about your country?
Yes, Liberia is such a beautiful country. It's a small country in West Africa, and it's on the Atlantic coast, and tons of nice beaches, and some of the beaches are nicely lined up with palm trees. And Liberia has two weathers, rainy season, dry season. So we have months of rain and we have months of dry. And one thing I like about Liberia is the people. The people are very nice everywhere you go, despite the fact that people have been through so much. People are so resilient. People are always smiling. People are always willing to help. And people are always waiting to literally drop everything that you're doing to assist. And it's a great place to be. And the food is great. What else can I say about Liberia? Yeah, beautiful landscape. Lots of nice waterfalls. So yeah, that's Liberia. I hope I've painted a picture.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Masa, I've loved getting to know you and hear your story. And I'm so excited for our listeners to get to hear it too. So if you're listening to it right now, I would love for you to know that if you want to get connected with Masa, if you have a question for her, want to learn more about her, or just support her by following her Instagram, I'll link it here in the show notes. So you can just pop open the show notes, scroll down, click a button, and you'll be connected with Masa. As well as I have a blog, a transcript, and everything that you'll need to get connected with Masa on my website, wildyogatribe.com/yoga in Liberia. But here on the podcast, Masa, do you want to say what your Instagram handle is?
Yes, it is yoga_with_Masa.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Masa. It has been a joy to be with you. And I am so excited to celebrate with you on the day you open your studio in Liberia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well.